All right, welcome back. Here with Rob Wilson of Timberline Firearms and Training. We also have Olivia standing by for your email comments. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. And thank you to Just Wireless for sponsoring our email. Talk with Jeff at iCloud.com. So we've been talking about this NPA issue, Northland Preparatory Academy, this charter school, which I think you're all familiar with at this point. Olivia is shared with you. Everybody's familiar with this thing.
I mean, it's a disaster.
It's a disaster.
It really is. A well-known disaster,
yeah,
I mean.
It is. But let's, we've got Rachel on the line and her son, Micah, who is a seventh grader over at Northland Preparatory Academy. And Olivia used to be in school with Micah and over there at NPA. And apparently, as we said earlier, a bunch of kids were sent home Monday because of COVID. And Rachel, hey, welcome to the program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. Thanks for taking the time. And we spoke earlier, and I was just kind of surprised at how this all went down. It seems like, from what I'm gathering from the chatter and from what you were saying, is that perhaps somebody came down with COVID, a teacher maybe, we're not exactly sure, and tested positive, and those results came in like the middle of the day or in the morning on Monday, and then it kind of all just kind of went hit the wall from there. Why don't you kind of recount what happened?
Of course. So Monday this week, we dropped our son off at normal, you know, time. Class is supposed to start at 8 a.m. And we had had no communication with the school over the weekend saying there was a potential of, you know, exposure or anything like that. So I dropped him off. And my first notification that something was wrong was at 8:13. We got an email from the school saying there was a potential that there was an exposure and all unvaccinated kids were being sent home in seventh grade. So we immediately started texting our son to see what was going on. And so he was in school and at that time and in his homeroom, and the principal came into the room and said all kids who haven't been vaccinated are going to be sent home. And then they later changed it to not just vaccinated, but with a booster. So only the kids who had three vaccination shots were allowed to stay in the room. And to figure that out, instead of calling parents or, you know, doing it in a more proper way, the teacher went around to the students individually in front of everyone, asking them if they had been vaccinated and when the date of their last booster or shot had been. So if you answered no, you were immediately escorted out of the room to the gym to wait for your parents. There were several students who chose not to answer that question. And so when those students chose not to answer, then they got also escorted out of the classroom to the gym. But they did this right in front of everyone. And by the end, my understanding, according to my son, is that there were only two students left in the class.
So it sounds like this, Rachel, would have been a gross violation of HIPAA laws to ask people personal medical questions in an open public setting like that. Would you agree?
Especially with the fact that there was no parent present. I'm not, you know, an expert on the law, but I would think typically with health concerns, there needs to be a parent present or a signed signature saying, you know, that they can do that type of thing.
Well, how many seventh graders are going to know for sure when they were vaccinated?
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
And remember that date or time or whatever.
I don't even remember phone numbers anymore, you know? And Rachel's with us, and her son, Micah, is seventh grader over at NPA and experienced this here just on Monday. So let me just rewind here for a second, Rachel. The principal or the teacher was going around the room. So I don't know how many kids are in the class approximately. Micah's with us as well, and I appreciate you.
Let's hear how he feels.
How many kids were in the class?
About 20.
Okay, so the principal's going around. Olivia, I think you have a follow-up to this because you and I were talking about this.
Yeah, like being there, what was the situation like, and how did you and other students feel at the time?
Well, a lot of, I'm assuming that people were, like, mostly scared and, like, especially the kids who, like, were going to stay there if, like, they're going to spend the rest of the day in a class with only two kids. I'm assuming there were, like, confused and would rather be somewhere else.
Well, did a lot of kids, as the teacher or principal, was it the teacher going around asking this?
So first the principal came in and he said that this isn't our policy, but, you know, we're kind of being forced to do this. They're not. And then the teacher eventually asked us, like, when did we get our second vaccine, which, yeah. A lot of kids just didn't answer the question.
Okay, so by not answering, the presumption was you aren't vaccinated. You're guilty. You're sent to the gymnasium, Micah? The gym?
Yeah, we were sent to, like, the gym.
Okay.
Waiting for our parents to come and pick us up.
Okay, so you're all kind of, like, was it, okay, when they came to you, and Rachel, if you want to share this or not, when they came to Micah, said what and what happened from that point? And either one of you chime in on this.
We had decided, you know, months ago that wasn't something we wanted Micah to be responsible for answering. And so we had instructed him, you know, at the start of the school year to just not answer that question and refer them to, you know, us as parents.
Good job.
So he, alphabetically, he's toward the end of the alphabet. So they,
last one.
Yeah. So he was toward the end. And by the point they got to him, several students by that point had already shrugged off the answer and not said anything. So he wasn't by any means the only kid in there who had been probably told the same thing.
And Rachel, so have they given you any more information after this as to what prompted the decision and the behavior they chose there, knowing that, you know, just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you can't get and give COVID. So exactly. What drove their what motivated them for this?
From what they've communicated with us, they really haven't said much of anything. Individual teachers have contacted us and told us, you know, if your kid's sick, don't worry about the homework. If they aren't sick, then they need to, you know, continue doing homework, via their, you know, different portals and things like that. But they really haven't communicated on why that unfolded the way it did and how abrupt it was. We were told in the original email at 8:13 on Monday that they did not want any of the kids who had been exposed returning this entire week unless they had they wanted them to get a COVID testing done, I think on Thursday or Friday. And then if we got a negative result, then the kids could return, you know, this coming Monday. So there wasn't even an option of, you know, kids who have had COVID already or who, you know, maybe they have been vaccinated recently and it's not time for them to get a booster. They really have not communicated that, you know, any apology or any concern for us as parents and the sudden, let's just take your kids out for an entire week.
Rachel, you told me when we spoke earlier, and this was the chatter that was going on social media, and several other people have sent this in as well, that it's most likely a teacher that had it, and I'm not trying to call anyone out here or anything, but has the school kind of said, hey, here's where the exposure was, or if they leave all that information for those? I guess what I'm getting at is do they have privacy concerns for that person, but then not privacy concerns for calling out vaccinated versus unvaccinated? Have they given you any details as to this potential exposure?
Yeah, other than that 8:13 email, we have had zero connection with the school telling us or explaining anything that happened. The chatter at the school is that it was a teacher, and when my husband went to pick up our son, that was kind of the chatter, but I don't know that that's official. I don't want to say that. Yeah. But there's been no communication about the extent of the exposure, how severe, you know, it was. It's just been, get your kid out of here. Someone tested positive.
So the school isn't communicating with you any better than they communicate with Jeff in the show when he asks them questions. They're keeping everything secret and not justifying any of this behavior that singled out students for that kind of treatment. That's terrible.
Yes.
Yeah,
I agree.
And Rachel, we sent a litany of questions, Olivia and I, to the principal. And as of coming on at 4:06, we have not heard anything as of yet. Olivia.
Are you going to stay at the school? And if you're not, what are you going to do?
No, we are not. And we're going to do homeschooling.
Okay. How do you feel about that?
Good for you.
I never dreamed that I would actually want to do homeschooling.
But yeah, now you do.
I do want to do homeschooling.
Yeah, I can understand that. I think a lot of kids can. I mean, there's so many homeschoolers this year and a lot of kids that dropped out from that school.
And a lot of schools. And was this like the final straw? Like you said, Micah, you were like, hey, I could never have imagined this, but now I'm happy to be doing this because of what I presume may have been other issues as well, perhaps with the school. I don't want to put words in your mouth here, but we went there.
This was by far not the first incident we've had. This was just the icing on the cake that was the final straw.
Yeah. Okay.
So Rachel, the leadership of the school, you know, there's a principal and there's the staff there, but there's also a board of directors. And the school is run as a corporation, so the board of directors are in charge. Is anybody holding anyone accountable for anything there? Because it sounds like a lot of bad decisions are being made. A lot of those decisions are significantly adversely affecting kids. Who's being held accountable for this stuff?
So we have, my husband has actually attended a few of the board meetings just as an observer, not as a participant necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like there is a very small majority of, not small majority, but a small amount of people that happen to be on the board who have very opinionated feelings on that's all the same side, and no one else has a voice. They don't even, right, in my opinion, listen to the other side on just about anything. And even when we have communicated, you know, with the board on various topics, not just COVID, but other issues that we've had, it's pretty much you're just kind of blown over and, you know, shrugged under the rug and that's it. There's not been any real action taken and no care on their part to show that they actually are listening to parents that might have a different opinion than, you know, the few board members who are allowed their voice.
Well, Rachel and you probably have their ear right now. We shall see. But you may also have some people at statewide, mm-hmm, some folks down at the legislature. Who knows? What would you say if you had their ear right now? I mean, final thoughts
to that board of directors.
Yeah, or to people higher up at the state level, and you're like, hey, this is a serious issue.
COVID has definitely taken us all by surprise, and we are all trying to figure out, you know, how we're going to exist with this. I don't think this is going away. But the sad part is it's affecting our kids' education and severely affecting it. It's affecting their mental and emotional state, and our reaction of constant fear and not focusing on what's best for our kids and their education, it shows, and it's having a very negative impact on this generation. And I would love to see us get to a solution where our kids are actually being educated and not just going from classroom to classroom and standing outside for long periods of time so that they're not exposing other people. I want to see actual education happening in our schools again, and I don't feel like that is happening.
Yeah, it's not, and you can see it in scores. And even Governor Ducey, for all the disagreements I have with him over the past year, he mentioned, you know, we need to focus more on math and not masks and things like that. And yeah, it's just been huge. Okay,
it's very Rachel, well said, Rachel.
Yeah, thank you for that. Micah, good luck with homeschooling. I think you'll be real happy, and then you guys can take the time to figure out what the next stage is. And we wish you the absolute best. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Amazing. Rob, let's break this down here next hour, because a lot of information there. And folks, if you want to chime in, do it by email. Please send us an email. We'll look through those during the break. TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. TalkWithJeff@iCloud.com. We've got a lot more to come. Don't go anywhere. Hang tight. Back in just a few minutes.